Chapter 16. Objects and Doors. Cheetah knows or experiences something. It experiences an object. There cannot be any cheetah without an object. When an object presents itself through one of the five senses, or through the mind door, do we realize that it is cheetah which experiences an object? So long as we do not see things as they really are, we think that a self experiences objects, and moreover, we take objects for permanent and for self. For example, when we see a log of wood, we are used to thinking that the object which is seen at that moment is a log of wood. We do not realize that only visible object is the object which can be seen. When we touch the log of wood, hardness or cold, for example, can be experienced through the body sense. We take the log of wood for a thing which lasts, but what we call log of wood are many different rupas which arise and fall away. Only one characteristic of rupa can be experienced at a time when it presents itself. If we develop understanding of the different characteristics which appear through different doorways, we will be able to see things as they really are. The Aryan sees life in a way which is different from the way the non-Aryan sees it. What the non-Aryan takes for happiness, in Pali, sukha, is for Aryan sorrow, dukkha. What for the non-Aryan is sorrow, is for the Aryan happiness. In the kindred sayings, 4, Salayatana Vaga, 3rd 50, Chapter 4, Paragraph 136, it is said in verse, and I quote, "Things seen and heard, tastes, odors, what we touch, perceive, all everything desirable, pleasant, and sweet, while one can say it is, these are deemed sukha by both gods and men, and when they cease to be, they hold it woe. The dissolution of the body self to Aryans seems sukha. Everything the world holds good, sages see otherwise. What other men call sukha, that the saints call dukkha. What the rest so name, that do the Aryans know as happiness. Behold a Dhamma that's hard to apprehend. Hereby are baffled they that are not wise. Darkness is theirs, enmeshed by ignorance. Blindness is theirs who cannot see the light." End of quote. The Buddha taught about objects experienced by cheetahs through different doors in order to cure people of their blindness. When we study the teachings, we learn that there are six classes of objects, in Pali, Aramana, which can be known by cheetah. The first class is visible object or rupa ramana. The object which is experienced through the eye door can only be the kind of rupa which is visible object. We can call it visible object or color. It does not matter how we name it, but we should know that it is just that which is visible, that which appears through the eyes. Visible object is not a thing or a person we may think of. When we think that we see a tree, animal, or man, we think of concepts, and such moments are different from seeing the experience of what is visible. The second class of aramana is sound, sadramana. The third class is smell, gandharamana. The fourth class is taste, rasaramana. The fifth class is tangible object experienced through the body sense, potibharamana. Tangible object comprises the following rupas. The element of earth, in as a footnote, here earth, water, fire, and wind do not denote conventional ideas. In Buddhism, they are names for characteristics of realities. End of footnote. In Pali, Patabi Dhatu, or solidity, which can be experienced as hardness or softness. The element of fire, in Pali, Tejo Dhatu, or temperature, which can be experienced as heat or cold. The element of wind, in Pali, Vayu Dhatu, or motion, which can be experienced as motion or pressure. Solidity, earth, cohesion, water, temperature, fire, and motion, wind or air, are the four principal rupas, Maha Bhuta rupas. Rupas arise in groups or units of several kinds of rupas, and the four principal rupas always have to arise together with any other kind of rupa, no matter whether it is in the body or external. Cohesion or fluidity, the element of water, in Pali, Apodhatu, cannot be experienced through the body sense. When we touch water, the characteristics of hardness or softness, heat or cold, motion or pressure can be directly experienced through the body sense. The characteristic of cohesion can be experienced only through the mind door. It is, as we will see, included in the sixth sense of Aramana, the Dhammaramana. Dhammaramana comprises all objects other than those included in the first five classes of objects, as will be explained later on. Dhammaramana can be experienced only through the mind door. If one has not developed insight, right understanding of realities, one does not clearly know which object presents itself through which doorway. One is confused as to objects and doors. Thus, one is confused about the world. The Aryan is not confused about the world. He knows the objects which appear through the six doors as nama and rupa, not self. The discourse on the six sixes, middle length, sayings 3, number 148, is very helpful for the understanding of realities which present themselves through the six doors. When the Buddha was staying in the Jeta Grove, in Anathapindika's monastery, he explained to the monks about the six internal sense fields and the six external sense fields, in Pali, Ayatana. The six internal sense fields are the five senses and the mind. The six external sense fields are the objects experienced through six doors. The Buddha explained about six classes of consciousness, seeing, hearing, etc., which arise in dependence on six doors and on the objects experienced through these doors. He also explained about six kinds of contact, passa, six kinds of feeling conditioned by the six kinds of contact, and six kinds of craving conditioned by the six kinds of feeling. Thus, there are six sixes, six groups of six realities. The Buddha then explained about the person who has attachment, aversion, and ignorance with regard to what he experiences through the six doors. We read, and I quote, "Monks, visual consciousness arises because of eye and visible object. The meeting of the three is sensory impingement." As a footnote, contact. End of footnote. An experience arises conditioned by sensory impingement that is pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant. He, being impinged on by a pleasant feeling, delights, rejoices, and persists in cleaving to it. A tendency to attachment is latent in him. Being impinged on by a painful feeling, he grieves, mourns, laments, beats his breast and falls into disillusion. A tendency to repugnance is latent in him. Being impinged on by a feeling that is neither painful nor pleasant, he does not comprehend the origin, nor the going down, nor the satisfaction, nor the peril of that feeling, nor the escape from it as it really is. A tendency to ignorance is latent in him. End of quote. The same is said with regard to the other doorways. We then read about the person who has developed the wisdom which can eradicate attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And I quote, "He, being impinged on by pleasant feeling, does not delight, rejoice, or persist in cleaving to it. A tendency to attachment is not latent in him. Being impinged on by a painful feeling, he does not grieve, mourn, lament, beat his breast, or fall into disillusion. A tendency to repugnance is not latent in him. Being impinged on by a feeling that is neither painful nor pleasant, he comprehends the origin and the going down and the satisfaction and the peril of that feeling and the escape as it really is. A tendency to ignorance is not latent in him. That he, monks, by getting rid of any tendency to attachment to a pleasant feeling, by driving out any tendency to repugnance for a painful feeling, by rooting out any tendency to ignorance concerning a feeling that is neither painful nor pleasant, by getting rid of ignorance, by making knowledge arise, should here and now be an end maker of dukkha. This situation exists. Seeing this thus, monks, the instructed disciple of the Aryans turns away from I, turns away from material shape, turns away from visual consciousness, turns away from impact on the eye, turns away from feeling, turns away from craving. He turns away from ear, he turns away from sounds, he turns away from nose, he turns away from smells, he turns away from tongue, he turns away from tastes, he turns away from body, he turns away from touches. He turns away from mind. He turns away from mental states. He turns away from mental consciousness. He turns away from impact on the mind. He turns away from feeling. He turns away from craving. Turning away, he is dispassionate. By dispassion, he is freed. In freedom is the knowledge that he is freed, and he comprehends. Destroyed is birth. Brought to a close the Brahma fairing. Done is what was to be done. There is no more of being such or so. Thus spoke the Lord. Delighted, these monks rejoiced in what the Lord had said. And while this exposition was being given, the minds of as many as 60 monks were freed from the kankas without grasping. End of quote. While the Buddha explained to the monks about the objects appearing through the 6 doors, the monks were mindful of nama and rupa while they listened. They developed right understanding, and several among them could even attain arahatship. As we have seen, Dhammaramana, the 6th class of objects, can be experienced only through the mind door. It includes all objects other than the sense objects. Dhammaramana can again be subdivided into 6 classes. They are 1. The 5 sense organs, pasada rupas. 2. The subtle rupas, sukuma rupas. 3. Citta. 4. Jetasika. 5. Nibbana. 6. Concepts and conventional terms, Panyati. The first class of Dhammaramana comprises the 5 sense organs, pasada rupas. They are the rupas which have the capacity to receive sense impressions. The prasada rupas themselves do not experience anything. They are rupa, not nama. They function as the doors through which cittas experience objects. The prasada rupas can only be known through the mind door, not through the sense doors. For example, we know that there is eye sense because there is seeing, but we cannot experience eye sense through the eyes. The five sense organs are classified as gross, olarika rupas. Altogether, there are 28 kinds of rupa, of which 12 are classified as gross and 16 as subtle, sukhuma. The gross rupas include, besides the five sense organs, the sense objects which can be experienced through the five sense doors. These are seven rupas, that is to say, four rupas which can respectively be experienced through the four sense doors of eyes, ears, nose, and tongue, and the three rupas of solidity, temperature, and motion, which can be experienced through the door of the body sense. Thus, there are altogether 12 gross rupas. As we have seen, the sense objects have been classified separately. They are not included in Dhammaramana. There are 16 kinds of subtle rupas, and these have been classified as the second class of Dhammaramana. They include, for example, nutritive essence, oja, bodily intimation, kaya vinati, the rupa which is the physical condition for expression through the body, such as gestures or facial expression, and vocal intimation, vachi vinati, the rupa which is the physical condition for speech or other ways of vocal intimation. Citta is another class of Dhammaramana. Cittas experience different objects, aramanas, but citta itself can be aramana as well. Citta can have kusala cittas, akusala cittas, and many other types of citta as its object. The class of Dhammaramana, which is jetasika, comprises all 52 jetasikas. Feeling is a jetasika. Painful feeling, for example, can be known by citta. Then the object of citta is Dhammaramana. When one experiences hardness, the object is not Dhammaramana, but tangible object, Potabaramana, which is included in the fifth class of objects. Hardness and painful feeling can appear closely one after the other. If one does not realize that hardness and painful feeling are different aramanas, and if one is ignorant of the different characteristics of nama and rupa, one will continue taking them for self. Citta can experience all objects. Also, nibbana can be experienced by citta. Nibbana is Dhammaramana. It can only be experienced through the mind door. Thus, citta can experience both conditioned dhammas and the unconditioned dhamma, which is Nibbana. The citta which experiences conditioned dhammas is Lokiya citta, mundane. As a footnote, this does not mean worldly, as it is understood in conventional language. End of footnote. The citta, which at the attainment of enlightenment directly experiences nibbana, is Lokuttara citta, supramundane citta. Another class of Dhammaramana is concepts, panyati. That is to say, both ideas and conventional terms. Thus we see that citta can know both Paramattha Dhammas absolute realities and concepts which are not real in the absolute sense. A concept or conventional truth is not a Paramata Dhamma. We can think of a person, an animal, or a thing because of remembrance of past experiences, but these are not Paramata Dhammas, realities which each have their own unchangeable characteristic, no matter how one names them. When there is thinking about a concept, it is Nama which thinks. Thinking is a Paramata Dhamma, but the concept which is the object of thinking is not real in the absolute sense. Panyati can mean a concept or idea which is not real in the absolute sense, as well as a conventional term. Conventional terms can denote both realities and things which are not real. A term which in itself is not a Paramata Dhamma can denote a Paramata Dhamma. For instance, the terms Nama and Rupa are Panyati, but they denote Paramata Dhammas. It is essential to know the difference between Paramata Dhamma and Panyati. If we cling to the terms Nama and Rupa and continue thinking about Nama and Rupa instead of being aware of their characteristics when they appear, we will know only Panyatis instead of realities. Summarizing the objects which Citta can experience, five classes of objects which are rupas, namely visible object, sound, smell, taste, and tangible object. The sixth class, Dhammaramana, which is again subdivided into six classes, including citta, cetasika, the rupas which are the five senses, subtle rupas, nibbana, and also panyati. Different objects can be experienced through different doorways, in Pali, Dvara. For example, the eye sense, the prasada rupa, which has the capacity to receive visible object, is a necessary condition for citta to experience visible object. If there were no prasada rupa in the eye, citta could not experience visible object. This rupa is the means, the doorway, through which citta experiences visible object. Cittas arising in the sense door processes know their objects through the doors of the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, and the body sense. As regards the door of the body sense, the prasada rupa, which has the capacity to receive tangible object such as hardness, softness, heat, cold, motion, or pressure, is any part of the body where there is sensitivity for such impressions. Thus, any part of the body can be body door, except those parts which have no sensitivity. Five doors are rupa, and one door is nama. The mind door is nama. The cittas of the mind door process experience an object through the mind door. Before the mind door adverting consciousness, mano dhavarajana citta arises. They are the bhavanga kalana, that is the vibrating bhavanga, and the bhavanga pacheda, that is the arrest bhavanga. The bhavanga pacheda, the citta preceding the mano dhavarajana citta, is the mind door. It is the doorway through which the mano dhavarajana citta and the succeeding cittas of the mind door process experience the object. It is useful to know through which door cittas experience different objects. For example, visible object, rupa ramana, can be experienced both through the eye door and through the mind door. It is experienced through the eye door when it has not fallen away yet. When it is experienced by the cittas in the mind door process following upon that eye door process, it has just fallen away. When visible object is experienced through the mind door, the cittas only know visible object. They do not pay attention to shape and form or think of a person or a thing. But time and again, There are also mind door processes of cheetahs, which think of people or things, and then the object is a concept, not visible object. The experience of visible object conditions the thinking of concepts, which arises later on. In both the sense door process and the mind door process, Javana cheetahs arise. As a footnote, see chapter 14, end of footnote. These Javana cheetahs are, if one is not an arahat, either kusla cheetahs or akusla cheetahs. When visible object is experienced through the eye door, one does not yet perceive a person or a thing, but already in the sense door process, attachment to what is seen can arise, or aversion towards it, or ignorance. Defilements are deeply rooted. They can arise in the sense door processes and in the mind door processes. We may think that the enslavement to objects which are experienced through the different doorways is caused by the objects. Defilements, however, are not caused by objects. They are accumulated in the cheetah which experiences the object. We read in the Kindred Sayings 4, Salayatana Vaga, 4th 50, Chapter 3, Paragraph 191, Kutika, that Sariputta and Mahakutika were staring near Varanasi at Isipatana in the antelope park. Kutika said to Sariputta, and I quote, "How now, friend? Is the eye the bond of objects, or are objects the bond of the eye? Is the tongue the bond of savas, or are savas the bond of the tongue? Is mind the bond of mind objects, or are mind objects the bond of the mind?" As a footnote, the Pali text has Dhamma, and the English text has here mind states, end of footnote. "Not so, friend Kutika. The eye is not the bond of objects, nor are objects the bond of the eye, but that desire and lust that arise owing to these two, that is the bond. And so with the tongue and the mind, it is the desire and lust that arise owing to savors and tongue, mind objects and mind. Suppose, friend, two oxen, one white and one black, tied by one rope or one yoke tie. Would one be right in saying that the black ox is the bond for the white one, or that the white one is the bond for the black one? Surely not, friend. No, friend, it is not so. But the rope or the yoke tie which binds the two, that is the bond that unites them. So it is with the eye and objects, with tongue and savors, with mind and mind objects. It is the desire and lust which arise owing to them that form the bond that unites them. If the eye, friend, were the bond of objects, or if objects were the bond of the eye, then this righteous life for the utter destruction of dukkha could not be proclaimed. But since it is not so, but the desire and lust which arise owing to them are the bond, therefore is the righteous life for the utter destruction of dukkha proclaimed. There is in the Exalted One an eye, friend. The Exalted One sees an object with the eye, but in the Exalted One is no desire and lust. Wholly heart-free is the Exalted One. There is in the Exalted One a tongue, a mind, but in the Exalted One is no desire and lust. Wholly heart-free is the Exalted One. By this method, friend, you are to understand, as I said before, that the bond is the desire and lust that arise owing to things. End of quote. Questions for Chapter 16. 1. Through which doors can motion be experienced? 2. Through which door can body sense be experienced? 3. What class of aramana, object, is cohesion? 4. What class of aramana is Lopa Mula Cheetah, cheetah rooted in attachment. Five, through which door can Lopa Mula Cheetah be experienced? Six, through which doors can Lopa Mula Cheetah experience an object? 7. What class of Aramana is called? 8. What class of Aramana is painful bodily feeling? 9. What class of Aramana is unpleasant mental feeling? 10. What class of Aramana is Panya, wisdom? 11. Is the word peace an Aramana? If so, what class? 12. How many doors are Rupa and how many Nama? 13. Can visible object be experienced through the mind door? 14. Through how many doors does Chitta know Dhammaramana? 15. How many classes of Aramana are known through the mind door? End of chapter 16.